you are under the German army command. And the doors slammed, and the train continued again, on and off, for 5 days this went on. In the meantime, whatever food we had, we ate it up within a day or two, and people were very hungry, especially the children and the adults. People were dying in the there. You couldn't move. It was so crowded. At night, it was very cold. During the day, it was hot. You couldn't breathe. Now, if you know the boxcar, and only on top, has one opening with secured with barbed wire. But it's very high. These boxcars are quite high. So the people that were in that corner, they stood on somebody on their shoulder, and they looked out each time the train stopped to see at what station we arrived. So they see suddenly the name Krakow, which was in Poland. So we knew already that we went from the Carpathians to Slowakia to Poland. The next day, the train stops, and again these people look out and they see a name that they have never heard of, and they are even asking in the boxcar, anybody heard of? It says Auschwitz. And that's what. And soon after that, the doors opened up with screaming and yelling and beating. The SS were chasing us out from the boxcars. Now the boxcars are quite high. There are no steps to go up there. And to get off, especially elderly and children, it's not so simple. So, you know, they wanted us out. Their tactic was terror. So the yelling and the pushing and all that, they did it purposely in order to scare the people to death. So everybody, and they said that we should leave our bundles, whatever bundles we had, to leave it in the train. And if you did go down, they took it away from you and they threw it to the sides. And they told us to line up, women and children on one side and men on the other side. Now, we saw there some strange-looking people with striped clothing. These were the prisoners that have been there for a while already. They were called the Canada Commando. That's what they called them, the Germans. Their duty was, every time a transport arrived, they came to the platform, and after the people left to go either to the gas chambers or wherever they send them, they collected these bundles or the valises or whatever the people brought, put them on trucks, brought them to a warehouse, and there they sorted them out, and then everything was shipped to Germany. So we see these people there, and some of them spoke Yiddish. And they told us, say that you are older, say that you are older in Yiddish. And also, which was a big dilemma, you know, mothers, young mothers with young children, they all were sent right away to the gas chambers. But there were their mothers, in other words, the grandmothers were with them. So these people used to say to the young mothers, give your child to your grandmother and save yourself. Many of them didn't want to hear or didn't understand what they meant. But some did, and that's how they saved themselves. But what a dilemma that a mother knows that she's giving a child to be killed and she is saving herself. I mean, that these moments are something terrible. So here we are. This was the last time I saw my mother and my sisters, and, you know, I didn't have even a moment to say goodbye. I was standing now in line here with my father and my brother Joseph. And they they marched away, the women, and we were standing there, and there was an office, there were a few officers, but one of them who was directing where to go. And with his finger, he decided who's going to the right or to the left,